Hi, Yuka. Good to have you with us. You're starting tonight with the Chinese economy. It seems to have withstood U.S. tariffs, clocking a record trade surplus, but its domestic spending continues to slow.
Yeah, that's right, Sharon. New data out today shows retail sales grew at their slowest annualized pace in 3 years, and investment slowed drastically in November. The recent pullback in the so-called fixed asset investment, recording 2 straight months of double-digit decline, signals Chinese people and businesses are becoming increasingly cautious. Caroline Baum has more.
For the first time in 30 years, China says investment in the country is lagging. According to new government numbers, investment for housing, public infrastructure, and manufacturing fell 2.6% from January through November, showing a rare across-the-board decline in the three main sectors of China's fixed asset investment. It's a key economic indicator for the country. Experts say that to revive the Chinese economy, the government will need to get people spending again.
The top priority is to expand domestic demand, as our demand is relatively weak. The first step here is figuring out how to increase consumption.
Efforts to encourage spending have been complicated by a real estate crisis that has plagued the Chinese economy for the past 5 years, eating into domestic consumption. Retail sales for November grew by only 1.3% over last year, their slowest pace in over 3 years. China has long downplayed the slump. But at an economic conference in Beijing last week, authorities acknowledged an imbalance in the Chinese economy.
As we often say, consumption is a function of income, which is why it is necessary to increase people's incomes. The Central Economic Work Conference has proposed to make plans to increase people's incomes, which I think is very encouraging.
Over the years, Beijing has relied on manufacturing exports to prop up its growth at the expense of its domestic economy. Earlier this month, China's trade surplus topped $1 trillion for the first time ever.
And speaking of economic data, Yuka, investors are waiting for the release of jobs and inflation reports in the U.S.
In the U.S., well, the November jobs report is due out on Tuesday, followed by the latest consumer price index on Thursday after data was suspended during the government shutdown. U.S. stocks pulled back, though, after starting the day in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed flat, the S&P down a tenth of a percentage point, and the Nasdaq shed 0.5%. As AI-related stocks came under renewed pressure. Markets are also keeping an eye on interest rates as central banks in the Eurozone, Japan, Britain are all set to hold their last meeting of the year this week.
And Yuka, the EU is trying to hash out a deal to use frozen Russian assets to help Ukraine, and Moscow has taken legal action.
Well, Russia's central bank filed a lawsuit seeking damages from Euroclear, a financial institution in Belgium that holds the bulk of its assets immobilized in Europe. The lawsuit is expected to get a swift court backing in Russia, and the 18.2 trillion rubles sought almost matches the 210 billion euros of such assets. The EU on Friday agreed to indefinitely freeze the funds, clearing a key obstacle to using the cash to help Ukraine in the form of loans, and is hoping to reach a deal on Thursday to move ahead. But it's looking increasingly difficult as the bloc is divided on this.
In other news, the Spanish government has slapped a heavy fine on Airbnb.
Well, Spain's Consumer Rights Ministry says it imposed a fine of 64 million euros for advertising unlicensed rental homes, the amount worth 6 times the profit Airbnb has made on those listings. It's the latest in an ongoing crackdown on short-term holiday rentals, which locals blame for fueling over-tourism and contributing to a housing crisis. Earlier this year, the government ordered Airbnb to remove around 65,000 listings that allegedly ignored regional housing laws. Monday's fine relates to rental ads that didn't include license numbers or had incorrect information about hosts. Airbnb, though, says it plans to challenge it in court, saying the short-term rental rules were changed only in July and that it has been working with the government to enforce a new registration system.
And finally from you, Yuka, a pioneer in robot cleaners has filed for bankruptcy.
And that's iRobot, the company behind the Roomba vacuum cleaners. It filed for Chapter 11 US bankruptcy protection and is being taken over by its main supplier. Founded by 3 MIT researchers in 1990, the tech firm launched the Roomba in 2002, which went from a concept gadget to a household name with more than 50 million sold worldwide. In recent years, however, it has struggled to keep up with foreign rivals, piling debt and the impact of tariffs. In 2022, Amazon agreed to buy the company but abandoned the plan last year due to regulatory hurdles. And it's being taken private by Chinese robotic firm Paisir. iRobot says its services will continue, though, during the restructuring.